stopped by the big dog himself. It's Get Real Workwear and Safety. Hello to Nathan and Emma and the team. 12 degrees at Halliday Bay. We were just talking about that song, Laid, James. How's the relationship going? Or how's that whole thing going?
Yeah, not so well.
What?
Well, no, we called it quits a little while ago.
You didn't tell me anything like that.
Well, no, I wasn't going to tell you anything about that.
Why wouldn't you tell me that sort of stuff for?
Well, you know, it wasn't... I wouldn't say it was a relationship to start off with.
So why did you buy flowers yesterday for somebody?
Well, the ex,
yes.
If you want to call it that.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well, it's still because we're friends, that's why. You know, it was quite amicable.
You don't buy birthday presents.
Why not?
For your ex... No! No, Dave, this is where you go wrong. You don't buy presents for your exes.
No, no, no. I mean, we get on well. Well, I get on well with her and a number of other exes as well. So, you know, and the trick, like, here's the thing. You still think them as friends, which they are.
I don't know. I'm not convinced. I think once it's an ex, there's a... You know what ex stands for, right? And ex is shortened to example. An example as to why it didn't work out with that person. So they call it an ex.
Yeah, but mine's been amicable. Yours haven't been in the past.
Oh, some of mine. Now, you give it a few years in between and it's okay. But at the time, I just want to throttle them.
There's nothing... Honestly, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I can't be the only one that actually thinks that way. Like, I've always stayed friends with a number of different exes. Like, some of them, you know, a little bit cray-cray.
Don't do it.
I don't understand why not. Like, you haven't given me a valid reason.
Okay, so flowers, if you send flowers to an ex-partner, it may think in their mind that you're not over them. And it's like you're trying to get back with them.
No, no, no. It's not an attempt.
But to you, you might not see it like that. But to them, they're like, oh, he's trying to edge his way back in again.
No, 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 no.
Yes.
No, and I've established that with her. With
so
all
you've
of the
spoken
other exes.
About you. So you said, here's some flowers. I don't want to get back to you, with you, but here's some flowers.
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's run its course. That's the way it is. You know, we can still remain friends. It's platonic friends are okay. I don't understand why not.
13, 27, 10. Do you buy flowers for your exes?
G'day, Ruben.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good, Johnny.
Oh, Johnny.
What's going on?
Yeah, Johnny, mate. Not Ruben. No, mate. I'm with Jay on this, Dave. I'm sorry, but I have two exes that the only thing I would buy for them is a lump of coal and a one-way ticket to somewhere that's not very pretty.
Well, you've had bad experiences. See, I haven't. That's the thing.
Yeah, but still, like Jay said, exes are exes for a reason.
Yes.
There's probably only one ex I would consider a friend, and that was only because we never really were in a relationship. It wasn't anything significant. It was more me as a shoulder to cry on. I knew I was friend-zoned, but to her, it was a relationship.
See?
Both of you got cold hearts.
No, 13, 27, 10. No, can we open up the phone lines on this? 13, 27, 10. Are you going out and buying your exes, whether it's male, female, whoever, flowers? You buying them a gift for their birthday? I'm telling you now, no one is doing that.
Oh, come on!
Thanks, Johnny, for your call. By the way,
it's not just me. There's a number of other people that are doing that.
There is not. We'll take some calls throughout the show this morning. 14 away from 6. Jay and Dave for breakfast. Triple M.